Change is a given in Arizona's 8th congressional district. 11-term incumbent Jim Colby, a moderate Republican, is retiring, and the Democratic candidate to replace him is closer to Colby's views than the Republican is, especially on immigration issues in this border district. NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
Arizona's 8th is a big district, 9,000 square miles in the southeast corner of the state. 80% of the district's voters are in the booming Tucson area, the New West. The rest are in the Old West, towns like Tombstone, Bisbee, and along the Mexican border, Douglas and Naco. All places impacted by illegal immigration, an issue that's the focus, almost exclusively, of Republican nominee Randy Graff.
We can go out and talk about a lot of other issues. Health care, education, crime, talk about all of it. But when it comes down to questions and answers at the end of the day, 90% of the questions are about our border, national security, and what we're going to do about it.
Graff, a former state legislator, is speaking to some of his strongest supporters, about 50 members of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, gathered on a southern Arizona ranch for their twice-yearly desert patrols. Underneath the podium, a banner reading, "Secure Our Borders First," which is exactly what Graff wants to do about it. Seal the border with fences, increase the number of Border Patrol agents, and force illegal immigrants to leave their jobs.
Border Patrol needs to be quadrupled or quintupled in size to have the effective manpower to make sure that we stop the illegal immigration process in its tracks, don't let them enter the country to where we have to try to find them and round them up.
Randy Graff got the Republican nomination by energizing his base. A lot of candidates would then move to the middle for the general election, not Graff. He thinks the middle will come to him. And that's why voters like Jenny Coniglio, who calls herself a Graffite, has long supported him.
He didn't waver, even if it wasn't popular to be talking about the border issues at certain times. He's steadfast, and I knew I could count on him.
Say hello, I'm Gabrielle Giffords.
Glad to meet you.
Running for Congress.
Graff's Democratic opponent, Gabrielle Giffords, is also a former state legislator. She works the buffet line at a veterans and veteran widows luncheon at the Tanca Verde Guest Ranch in Tucson. The folks in line greet Giffords graciously. Of course, they're captive. No one's going to leave the lunch line.
I'm Gabrielle Giffords.
Oh, pleased
just
to meet
wanted
you.
To say hello. And
many here say they support Democrat Giffords' immigration plan, which is actually similar to President Bush and Jim Colby. Border security with a guest worker program for illegal immigrants already here. Gifford says the district needs the workers.
Whether it's the businesses in agriculture or the construction industry, tourism as well, those are some of our largest industries here, all need to have a ready and able workers supply.
To Gifford supporter Lurleen Cook, that seems reasonable, especially compared with Graff's more hard-line approach.
I absolutely wouldn't vote for Graff. In a million years, I would not vote for him. Because he's too radical.
Giffords is happy to see her opponent labeled as a one-issue candidate. At the same time, she says she feels forced to talk about immigration at the cost of the Democratic Party's major issue.
There's a lot of national media that are coming to interview us on immigration, and immigration's important. But there are other areas that are also critical to southern Arizona. The war in Iraq, winning the war on terrorism. Are we safer today than before we went into Iraq?
Randy Graff, meanwhile, says he's anxious for upcoming debates where he can talk about other issues as well.
I'm more than willing to talk about any issue on the campaign trail. Gabrielle Giffords and I obviously are on opposite sides of virtually any issue we want to address.
Graff says he'll try to label Giffords as an extreme liberal and himself as a classic conservative. So far, it's not working. The district has a Republican registration edge, but longtime incumbent Jim Colby has refused to endorse Graff. As of September, Giffords raised about three times more money than her opponent. And the Republican National Party canceled about $1 million in radio and TV ads for Graff. The Democratic National Party followed suit. If Republicans are conceding Arizona's 8th congressional district, that could put the Democrats one seat closer to regaining the House in November. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.